Hello, and welcome to the next edition of Numcast.
Yay!
And we're back after, what?
Who knows?
10 months?
Well, it was somewhere around Christmas, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was Choicemas Day, I believe.
Choicemas?
Yes, that was mint.
Good old Choicemas.
When's that coming back again?
Well, around Christmas?
24th of December.
Are you sure?
I would have thought so.
You check the diary.
The date of Choicemas. You don't need to check the diary for the date of Choicemas.
Okay.
You should just remember it. It's a very important day. You squeal.
Well, anyway, we've got a new mixer and we're doing this at Joe's house now.
You have a bit of a move of
venue due to the tragic loss of Tony, and we will be dedicating Portishead Numb to him.
I think pretty much bike as well, really.
And bike
just
as well.
Everything.
But yes, while trying to learn our new mixer.
No!
Don't play it again.
Ah, shit.
No, that's
wrong
bike.
One.
Here we go. The problems are already starting to occur, and it's actually
our first show back, and we're already shitted up.
No, right, play again. They wouldn't have understood any of that.
Alright, so.
Okay, we were using the new mixer.
And
we're about to start trying.
This happened.
We got. Thought that was quite impressive.
Indeed, yes. That was completely my fault, actually.
Times volume by like 100.
But never mind. Yes, that is actually turned lower than it actually was.
Hence the screaming.
Yes.
And agony.
And the
pain.
Dropping of mic as well.
Yes, that was quite annoying. We also have, in future episodes, we'll be gaining some new members as well.
Indeed.
Who originally started as fans, but they're now part of the crew, as you could say. Foxy and Bottery, as you will probably hear in the next one.
And Fiona should be here, but she's being silly and is all at home.
And also, we're planning to include a number of live sets, although, depending on how hard that is to do, we might not actually do that.
Yeah, based on how hard it has been just to get here, it might be quite awkward. But we can give it a shot. We can at least get the interviews going, if not the actual live set.
We can get the interviews, and we can probably get some of the more simple acoustic bands. It's just our main band, Alice and Angus.
Yeah.
Might be quite difficult to do.
Aww.
What with the whole drum and synth pedal and etc.
There's the drum kit in the other room. We can try and work with that. So, I reckon it'll be alright. We'll just have to go with it and see how it goes, really.
Yeah.
Have we got a song coming up soon, or?
We will do as soon as I figure out where the preferences are on FUBAR to make it stop after playing.
It's in one of the drop-down menus on the options, at the top of the screen.
Wow, this is fun for
the options?
Yeah.
You mean preferences?
One of the top bars, it's just a drop-down.
Are you sure?
Yeah, playback.
Stop after
playback?
Current?
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, deal.
There we go.
Genius.
Hope that was fun for you.
Yeah, okay. I'm sure that was thrilling. That was actually normal Numcast standard.
Yeah, really. This is usually how it goes. Yeah. So. Just like old times.
But anyway, now it's Portishead and Numb.
Enjoy. Wow, it's been such a long time since I've listened to that song.
It's been such a long time, like forever, since I listened to that song.
Not for me. I used to listen to the album quite a bit. I do really like Portishead.
In fact, I believe I just lied then. I have heard that song once before.
Yeah, you must have done. I'm pretty sure it was on at least one of the other Numcasts. Should we be explaining this or not?
What?
The whole reference of Num.
True.
Should we? I think it's quite obvious now.
Yeah, I believe we've made it quite explicit. But let's leave it so that anyone who's really slow is still thinking, why do they call it Numcast?
I think we just gave it away even more there.
Exactly. So now that'll separate.
Now they have to be even more stupid.
The Numcast men from the Numcast boys.
Yes. Oh well.
A bit sexist there.
Or
what about
the
women?
Numcast women from the Numcast
Thank
girls.
You.
But girls are traditionally intelligent, while boys aren't.
Yeah. Got you there.
Mm.
In kind of a positive thing towards you, but never mind.
I'm happy.
Good. Best be. Mm. I'll bray you.
Oh, God.
What?
I think silence would be better to be. You best be. Bray you.
Fucking bray you.
Oh, God. The
okay, I don't think...
Fucking chav voice now.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Maybe you need to speak to the microphone, Alison.
Hey.
That's how it works.
Hi, microphone.
Alison's a noob.
Oh.
Tut, tut.
Ooh, let's check Explosum.
Oh, I haven't checked. I don't think I even checked it yesterday, actually.
Yesterday's were quite good, I think.
Well, I was busy,
right.
I was busy maxing a party.
I don't check it again, because now everyone has a go at me, because I laugh at poor people.
You laugh at poor people? What?
So let me just explain this, listeners. She's going to Cambridge, which immediately
I'm
means
not going
that she's
to Cambridge.
Elitish.
Oxford.
And I'm not going to Oxford anyway.
Oh, she's... Yeah,
well, you're applying.
You wouldn't apply if you didn't think you were better than everyone else.
Oh, my God. I can't do anything right.
Well, you,
I
if
just
you apply...
What is it?
Bristol.
Bristol's
Bolton.
Good. Bolton. I'm off there, Smitty.
That's all right, then.
Can you...
Anyway, are we loading up Explosum?
Yes, just give me a second.
My computer's probably being quite slow, so...
It's not too bad, actually, today.
Really? What's
I don't
my
have
connection?
On. I can't read that.
Your connection read it strength out. Is good. No, wow. Very good. 54
wow.
Megabits per second.
Frigness.
Don't swear.
I didn't. I said frig. We're keeping this as a 12A, remember? That's the plan. No more swearing.
Why are we keeping this as a 12A?
I don't know, I remember deciding it yesterday.
You do realise we just said, oh, fucking what, in chat voices.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Well, yeah. If you haven't pointed it out, you might not have noticed.
I'm sure anyone who bothers at the ratings of podcasts will have noticed.
Well, I think that makes it a 12A then. Is that, because it's one little bit of swearing. That's allowed in 12A, isn't it?
Not the F word.
Oh, yeah, we could get onto the whole conversation of how much it costs after the previous
one. Please, no.
What?
It's like $2,000 on American radio. If you swear, then it's $2,000. Well, for the F word.
Okay, let me read out Explosum.
Okay, go for it.
There are two policemen looking at this corpse and a box of fries. And one of the policemen says, "The only evidence is this perfectly kept box of fries. What's your deduction, detective?" And then the detective eats all the fries in the box. Then the other policeman looks annoyed and says, "Oh well, at least we can check the corpse for fill in the rest of the comic." Go on, Joe, predict it.
He eats the corpse.
Very well done.
Woo!
It's a new take on their general necrophilia aim towards
it's corpses. It's appetite-based necrophilia.
Well, that's... Yeah, I was going to say, it's not...
It's kind of better. No, but I mean their whole obsession with dead people, really.
Alright, okay.
So, 1, 2, 3, 4, I declare a thumb war.
5, 6, 7, 8, I use this hand to masturbate.
No! That's not how it goes. That's a naughty version.
Yeah, it's the Explosum version.
I'm looking at it, I'm not that stupid.
Are you sure?
I thought you said you couldn't read from that distance.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, you said you couldn't read from that distance. You lied.
No, but I can see that you're reading off it.
All right, yeah. So you knew it was on Explosum.
Yes.
That's what you mean. Got you. Well, which one did I miss then? Because I missed another one, I'm sure.
You missed one that's quite knowledge intensive, and I didn't know whether our usual listeners
all
would
right.
get
yeah,
that.
Don't bother with that. I'll read it later. That's the plan.
It's knowledge of Explosum intensive. Not actual knowledge intensive, obviously.
Ah, right,
okay. Explosum.
So only our hardcore Explosum listeners
yes.
would get it.
Aye.
So basically
Boxy.
Just me and yeah. Boxy.
And
you.
Boxy isn't a listener yeah. anymore. Well,
a
listener for this one.
Well,
he's a listener for this one. Hello,
he's
Foxy.
A listener until
hey, Foxy!
He uploads it.
Well, we will quite need Foxy in later episodes. He's going to be the whole, like, we just laugh at him. That's the plan.
Yeah.
We don't want Foxy to whore too much of the attention, though. I mean, we're me and you, Joe, we're like the original people.
We're like brothers.
We can't just, like, fall by the wayside to Foxy.
We're like this, asterisk, cross his fingers, asterisk.
You'll have to censor him.
Unhardcore. What? / me, cross his fingers.
Ah, yeah, sorry. Should have got that.
Lame, you use MSN too much. You need to go on IRC more.
No, I'm sorry. You can use / me on MSN.
You can, but it doesn't work.
Yeah, it does.
It does if you have MSN Plus.
Doesn't mine.
You have MSN Plus.
No, I don't.
Please stop talking
don't
about
you?
This.
I thought you did.
Subject.
No, yeah. You keep telling me to get it. You said it'll do something useful, but I've forgotten what it was.
It's quite useful. Why are you worried? This is what we talk about all the time.
I know, but...
It's an insight into our lives.
I'm too hyper now from sugar. This is not helping.
Describe the sugar men, Alison.
Have you got sugar men?
I haven't met them. I can't see them.
Describe
they're in your eyes.
Men.
They're made of sugar. They're behind my eyes, and they tickle them.
Well, with like feathers.
As you can hear,
yes.
She is really quite deluded, and I believe she needs some kind of help. Really,
no.
Yes.
Actually, I probably do need quite
You believe you have little men behind your eyes that tickle you while after you've
eaten sugar. I can feel them. That's proof.
She can feel them. Sure.
Again, she doesn't have to believe. They're real.
Yeah.
So we should explain where these sugars come from.
Ah, yeah. We invented a drink. Chocolate tea, basically. We took our tea, our regular tea,
make some
no
now.
Sugar, and got cheap-ass chocolate sauce and squeezed, like, half a tube of it into our tea, stirred it up, and it tastes like the most amazing hot chocolate in the world.
But Smitty
actually agreed. It tastes better than hot chocolate and tea.
Yeah.
And he doesn't like either of them.
I don't particularly like either of them, but I quite like that drink.
It was a bit awesome.
Yeah, and that explains the slight hyperness, which is starting to fade a little now.
I think we're on the downer.
I think the microphone actually calms you down a bit. It makes you talk more, but it calms you down.
I would agree.
Because you don't want
to
act like a fool in front of hundreds of people. And I'm breathing on the microphone too much.
I know, I keep thinking I'm doing that. And I'm not talking, because I'm breathing through my nose. And it's. We shouldn't be talking about this.
Yeah.
We need Kirby's condenser microphone.
Yeah. That sort of conversation is the between in song conversation.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, we could put another song on, because I really want to hear the
Data
next
Rock.
Song.
Data Rock, come on.
We're already halfway through the show, you realise.
I don't care, we have to play Data Rock.
Yeah. This is Data Rock, Computer Camp Love.
This song's kind of average.
Hey,
it's meant.
Don't listen to Smitty.
This song's kind of average, actually. Yeah. And any arguments? No, no arguments.
Yes, it's
men. Computer Camp Love by Data Rock.
Mint as.
That was pretty good.
Indeed.
Yeah. Mars Bass is for muting us. God.
Yeah, earlier when he said any questions, he muted us.
Yeah,
they'll have heard you in the background. That just adds to the fun.
No, it just makes bad quality and amateur podcasting.
Yeah, Smitty, ruining.
No, because everyone will laugh because I muted you, and you're so.
Ha ha!
Indeed, yeah. Everyone will be like that, except Sirius.
No, it'll just be me when I listen this back, going, ha ha, like that. I don't.
At least I'll get one laugh out of it now.
No, because it was sarcasm. I got owned.
Yeah, a little bit.
Completely owned.
I was so close to owning you, though.
Ah, well.
Never mind. And we realised this show is fixated on penises. Or peni.
No, penises.
Peni's funner.
Peni may be funner, but then we get into the whole Foxy debate of, ooh, let's put I on the end of everything.
I started that about a year ago.
Yeah, sure, but Foxy's taking it to extremes. It's really piss annoying.
I'm pretty sure it came from Tony finding a website which was basically mocking English language with something to do with it. Because it was stuff like bus being bi.
It is bi. No, bus.
There are bi buses?
Bus is from autobus, which is Latin. And Latin, if you put the plural, it'd be auto bi. So bus is bi.
What, it is actually bi?
If you're following the rules of English,
and
yes.
If I remember rightly, virus became viri. Is that actually correct as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, some of them just sound funner than others.
Yeah.
But everyone says buses.
Yeah, that's because everyone's stupid.
Do you know what? You didn't explain why this is all fixated on penises, and we just sound weird.
Yeah.
It's fixated on penises because one of the other songs that we've got on the playlist, which we may not play in the end, is Hooker with a Penis by Tool.
I hope we do, because I like that song.
Yeah, and...
Awesome.
If we do, we can always push it up to 40 minutes. That's the recommended podcast limit, I believe.
Is it?
Yeah, that's what
I
heard.
But will your internet be able to sustain an upload of that long?
Well, we won't be uploading it today anyway, will we?
Will we not?
Where are we going to upload it to?
Marshall's website.
Are we all set to do it?
I don't know, I presume so.
I don't know how, won't I need that whole, like, FileZilla thing?
You just give it to Marshall, he can do it.
Well, then it's just a matter of sending him the file.
Yeah, but will your internet stay up for that long?
Sure. It's not that bad. It'll just take a while, if anything.
It's not that bad. Please note, listeners, that last time I was here, it cut out at least 5 times.
Yeah, it has a habit of doing that.
That was just because there was, like, stuff all over the room that was causing irritation.
You mean exactly the same amount of stuff that's around now?
But that'll be gone when we upload it.
But anyway, I don't oh, you'd set, it's gone quite bad now. It was at 52 before. Now, I believe it's quite a lot lower.
Don't mock.
It's only 48 megabits per second. Oh, I'm not mocking you because mine's half a megabit per second.
Well, ha! Anyway, can we play Hooker with a Penis?
Okay,
I just want to get it on now.
This is Tool, Hooker with a Penis. Just let me change hands so I can use the mouse.
Whoa, bit of technical problems here.
I think I need a longer headphone wire.
I think I need a longer headphone wire.
Yes, we all need a longer headphone wire. Anyway, Hooker with a Penis. You know, that song is actually about people claiming that he's sold out. And he's just saying, oh well, you bought the record, I get the money. So nah.
I think you told me that before, but...
Probably.
It's quite interesting. Yeah. I just want to say, for any Tool fans who are listening to this, who aren't going to see them live...
We are!
I'm going to be giddy as a schoolgirl when we're in the queue.
We have to take a tub of that chocolate stuff with us.
Oh, yeah.
I won't need the chocolate stuff.
Yeah, he'll just be high on Tool. Well, not Tool, but high on the fact that he's going to see them.
Me
in
and
about
Quentin,
10 minutes.
It will be insane. We will be all the way through.
Yes, that was a 17-year-old man.
Yeah, said 18, I am 17, and I did just make that high pitched noise.
Almost 18.
Almost 18. Damn, I'm manly. Should I do my demon voice to recoup that, or are we saving that for a later episode?
I think we should build up to that. Now they've heard about it, we need to keep it.
Oh yes, the mystic demon voice that you will only hear by downloading one of the future Numcasts. And we're not going to tell you which either. So you're just going to have to download everyone.
Huh? But it's okay, because they're all good.
Yeah.
Every single
They're all
one.
Classics, everyone. That was a wink and a click, by the way.
Yeah, it's quite annoying when you can't see what's...
Who's supporting Tool, anyway?
I don't care.
Who cares?
It's Tool.
It's quite a big band, so it might be someone really good as well.
Yeah, probably, because they're playing in an arena as well,
yeah, so...
They?
Who's it like, who...
Oh, I'd be so happy if it was Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah.
I'd just explode.
It's not going to happen.
I know, but... Yeah. But they would just fit perfectly.
Who else is like Tool?
I don't know. Perfect Circle?
No, he wouldn't that'd be on like
that'd
two
be
sets.
Even Minter.
It would be pretty tough for him to do, to do that. But that would be absolutely amazing if he did.
Yeah, but you won't, so let's stop building ourselves.
Yeah,
up.
I know.
Who's like Tool in any way?
I don't know, there's not... You'd have to go with some other progressive bands, but I don't really know many.
Mars Volta?
They're a bit big, I don't know if they'd be supporting...
They supported System of a Down on their America tour.
I don't know then.
I haven't listened to Mars Volta. Is Opeth progressive?
Isn't that more death metal though?
Yeah, I haven't listened to it. I just remember them being progressive in my... I got the Metal Hammer where it had best 20 albums of different genres. The album that song off, it being number one, I think.
Awesome.
So, I think, or number two.
Is there anywhere where we could find out?
What? I don't think so. When the tickets come through, it might say on it, but it usually just says plus special guests.
We've got to get there as soon as it starts, preferably before.
Ooh, in other news, Gogo Bordello tickets arrived today.
Awesome.
They're in my draw. They're
Who's
a bit,
supporting them?
They're not. The Bedouin Sound Clash. You know this already.
Oh, yeah.
The reggae band.
I still should listen to them.
Didn't I send you any songs?
No.
I think I sent them to my sister, because I think she's planning to come see them with us as well.
Is it at Manchester Uni as well?
Yeah, Manchester
Uni. And when is it?
3rd of November.
And are we still inviting Kaylee to come along?
If not, Bottery.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, because we've got four tickets.
We've got four tickets, so it's us three plus one other.
I think we should get Kaylee, because Kaylee's really up for it.
All right, then. Sounds like
a plan. She was quite enthusiastic and went quite high-pitched in town when I said that she might be able to come.
Go, Kaylee.
All right, okay. Well, we'll go with Kaylee, then.
Yay.
Sorry, Bottery, if you're listening.
You might be all sad now. Yeah. We shouldn't have done this
no.
We just recorded this live. Could we edit that out? Or is
no,
that against
we're not allowed to edit anything.
Yeah,
all bad mixes and mistakes have to stay in.
And then usually get mocked.
Yes, indeed.
The thing is, you can't really mock the fact that we just did that. Never mind. Oh, well.
Moving on. But I don't think Bottery can be too sad. Because he's never heard them before.
Oh, yeah, okay. I think he just thought, ooh, sounds fun, sort of thing.
Ooh, it's a gig, I might go. Yeah. How much do I owe you for that?
£15.80.
Can I just pay you £15?
Can't you just give me 16 quid and I'll give you 20p at some point?
But that requires, like, more than just notes.
Or you give me... it's just another pound coin. Or you could do what Alison's doing, because you know I bought, you know the T-shirt I'm wearing from Maximo Park?
Yeah.
Alison owed me the £15.80, so she bought the T-shirt for me, and when she needs 20p, I'm just going to give
How's
her it.
How's this helping Smitty?
Because he just gives me 16 quid, and then when he happens to need 20p, I give him it.
True.
Just like you are.
I could use it as like a life debt. Could I put interest on that? So
no.
That like, in like 50 years' time... Joe,
you know, 21p.
You know that 20p that you owe me? Well, I need a couple of grand, so...
My interest rate isn't that good. It'll end up being about 21p. Maybe 22.
22p? Beast! Proper leaving it 30 years.
You make 2p. Not really worth it, if you ask me. Plus, I think in actuality, it would be 18p that I owe you, so you would be making a little bit more. I think it averages out at something like 88 point something stupid.
Oh God! Oh God! I'll just pay you 16 quid.
It's
okay.
Me.
It's awesome.
On your computer
on my
screen.
Computer screen.
What?
My screensavers, come on.
Oh, I'm gone.
Joe.
They're mocking a young picture of me.
Indeed.
Quite funny.
I think we should stop this because no one can see what it is, and we'll just keep on mocking it.
That's why I had to say that it was me. Anyway, maybe we could move on to our final song.
We're at 32 minutes, so if you wanted to, we could keep talking for a small amount.
For a small amount,
Do we have anything to talk about, or are we pretty much numbcasted out for today?
Well, there's quite a lot we could talk about. We could talk about politics, art, culture. Don't blow at the microphone.
You make a horrendous noise when you blow on the microphone.
Yeah. Amateur hour.
Amateur hour.
There we go. I couldn't do the voice. I thought.
IT crowd. By the way, if you're listening and you haven't heard the IT crowd, I advise you do
seen
so as soon
the
as
IT
possible.
Crowd.
What did I say?
Heard.
Oh.
Well, I suppose you would be hearing it as well. Or if you'd said heard about. I'll stop being pedantic. Just before I keep going.
If you keep on asserting your English knowledge, do you want me to assert my biological knowledge?
No, please.
Mine fitted in with the conversation.
Then I'd have to assert my mathematical knowledge, and that'd be quite dull.
Yeah.
At least mine suited.
Interesting.
At least mine suited the conversation.
Mine suited the conversation we were having off air.
Yeah, but that was off air. So why?
Then I'd just tell the story of the off air and then fill in the biological conversation.
I know, I can't even remember what the off-air thing was.
I can hear everything you say.
I know, I did it for effect, but you just ruined it.
Sorry.
If I could, I would have muted. No, that wouldn't work either. Never mind. I'll do it some other way.
Skill. Anyway, onto a song. This okay. is also dedicated to Tunny. It's Pink Floyd.
We need to go first.
Because we're just gonna finish.
Can I just say that Tony and Joe used to annoy me incessantly by singing this song
That's
all
because
the time.
It's fantastic.
But yes. So, goodbye for this episode
goodbye.
Of Numcast.
Goodbye.